Emily from Emily Corner, and I'm here tonight with a very special guest. This special guest was my physical therapist when I was in the hospital. I had a different PT, and then I had a very special PT scoop me up, and her name is Marianne, and I would love to introduce you to her. Marianne.
Hi, I'm Marianne Locke, and I'm a physical therapist at Eastern Maine Medical Center, actually in my last week of employment here.
Very sad for Northern Light. You definitely made my 9 months extremely that I was happy every time I saw you. And the special stages that we had to go through, I went through so many with you.
Well, when I first met you, Emily, you needed total help to even just sit at the edge of the bed, and to see you progress over the weeks you were in rehab here was just phenomenal. And it was my delight to have had the experience to work with you, and I hope you know that.
I do. I feel the love in my heart when we talk. It took me 2 weeks almost to sit up on a bed.
Yeah.
It was very hard to explain, but it was like I just could not do it.
Mm. Well, when I first meet anybody with that I am going to be working with, and especially people that have had strokes or brain injuries, I want to tap into what's important to them and what makes them tick, more or less, before their accident or injury. And it's always the best way for me to communicate and also get the most motivation from patients if I can find what makes them.
Oh my gosh. You are amazing. You showed so much empathy and compassion. Our time together, she really showed me a lot of empathy. She would clock out at night and come down and rub my jaws, because at the time my jaws were clamping and it was very difficult, and I feel over most, that she showed the most empathy to me, because she could tell, I think, how much pain I was in.
Well, you were a very unique circumstance, Emily, with the area that your stroke happened. It's pretty rare, and unfortunately, where it was, a couple cranial nerves go right through there, and it affected your jaw and your eye, and that had to be so painful.
Yes, my cranial were damaged on the left side of my face, and 5 is my jaw, which is unrepairable. They have sent CAT scans around the U.S., and the other was, I think, 7 and 8, and that was my eye. And so, I did have a lot of issues with that, but you definitely filled so much need that I needed at the time.
Well, you brighten my day every day, and no matter how hard I made your work or how difficult a task was that I asked you to do, you tried it, and we laughed, we cried.
And you did cry with me. You showed emotion. I thought, oh my gosh, when I got to the gym, it was so big, you know, and I thought, oh, I'm going to move from here really quick. And then I thought, oh my gosh, am I ever going to get out of here? I watched so many patients go and leave, and I mean, come and leave. And it was difficult, but I could see forward because of you. It took six people, but I was safely on my hands and knees. I do remember that. And you didn't want me to break anything, but we did get me on my hands and knees, even with a catheter. So, yeah. I mean, you were always safer. I was safe.
But from your hands and knees, we took that first walk a few weeks after that.
So. Oh, gosh. Yeah. And then my first step ever was with you. And that was so, I think that is what made me realize I was going to be okay. You know, it was really hard moving, but I think that step was a step forward for me.
I have to be grateful for a job that I love every day, even after 43 years, and to see the strengths that people like you have in dealing with a life-changing event. And I see it over and over again, and it just makes me humble and makes me inspires me to be a better person and be good at what I do. So thank you.
Oh my gosh, well, you're like the best person I think I've. Well, one of the best people I've ever.
Well.
And that's you can definitely take that with you, that you are beyond what I've seen in any human. And to have you as my physical therapist, to have the emotion, it was just amazing. One thing I do need to share was it was hard for me to leave the hospital, actually.
Yeah.
I remember you coming down and saying goodbye, and you looked at me and said, it's like seeing your little girl off to college. That was so, like, touching, and, you know, I know that no matter if I left the hospital, you'd still have that love for me.
Yeah.
So
it may have been around the same time I was sending my daughter off to college.
It probably was. Yes, I think she went to California. Well, sorry.
Yeah, that's right. She was in California.
I have to ask you if you could give any advice to people that have brain injuries or having to go through a life-changing event, what could you as a physical therapist offer to them? I mean, say to them.
I think what I could offer and say is when you go through your acute rehab in the hospital, it's only the first steps. And when you move forward and get home and restart your life, just remember you're the same same person you were before your life-changing event, and that person is always in you. And learn from what you've been through. And the other thing is always remember that there are people in the community and through what you're doing here, Emily, that want to reach out and hear other people's stories. And sometimes just knowing that other people have been through it and support helps you move gone. So that's an over, and that I can keep taking care of myself. I can keep getting better, even.
And as I'm in this.
So that's the biggest of patience over 40 years.
Yeah, but that is very important, because you need to remember your worth and that you are the same person, even though you aren't exactly the same person. But, you know, we can make rebuild ourselves to that person, if not better, because I know that I am better as a person because of the positivity and the strength that I can show to love others and to show them the positivity.
Yeah.
So, I really, really, this is important.
It's hard to be positive all the time. If each day you can find go ahead.
Yeah, I am very.
Are you there still?
Very special. That I mean, I feel honored that I had you beside me the whole time, and I know as soon as I saw you, a smile, even inside, came on. So I just want to say, physical therapists really, really matter in your life when you're going through a life challenge. And I was really honored to have you, Marianne.
Well, thank you, Emily. I was equally honored to be a part of your life, and I hope to run into you again.
Oh, I know. This better not be goodbye.
It won't be goodbye.
Gosh, you made me see so many things. As you know, I was going through physical therapy. Just what you did for so many others. You know, always you had that reaching hand. Always. So I would like to end and say I really hope to see you again, Marianne.
And I hope to see you as well.
The quote I would love to leave you with is, every day may not be a good day, but there is good in every single day. I invite you to my Facebook support group, Emily's Corner, and we are there for brain injury awareness, lifelong events, challenges, your recovery, and it's green and purple. So when you search, it is Emily's Corner, and I also invite you to my website, www.strokeandtbiallies.com, www.strokeandtbiallies.com. You are never alone.